Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8.62, down 2 3/4 on the open. March, 8.60, down 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8.76, down 1 3/4 on the open. March, 8.80, down 3 1/4. July, 6.33, down 4 1/2 on the open. December corn opened at 371.5, down 2 on the open. March, 387.5, down 1.5. May, 397, down 1.5. July, 404.5, down 2. September, 409.5, down 1. December, 414.5, down 2 1/4. March of next year, I'm going to make that March of 2009, 422 3/4, down 3 1/4 on the open. November beans opened at 9.75 1/2, down 3 1/4 on the open. January 9.91, down 3 1/2. March 9.99 1/2, down 3 1/4. May 9.97, down 5. July $10, down 5 1/2. November of next year 9.36 1/2, down 5 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 270.30, down 90 on the open. December 276, down 110. October soybean oil opened at 39.05, down 26 on the open. December 39.50, down 33. At the Merck October Live, cattle opened at 97.45, down 20 on the open. December 165, down 12 1/2. February 101.72 1/2, down 5. April 101.10, down 25 on the open. September feeders open at 116, down 15 on the open. October 116, down 25. November 116.50, down 10. January 115, down 25 on the open. October lean hogs open at 61.20, down 32 1/2 on the open. December 63, down 32 1/2. February 67.25, down 30. April 69.47 1/2, down 40 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 88.90, up 140 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
What are you hearing about yields your way?
Well, the yields, I think, continue to amaze us with the amount of moisture that we had over here. I think our corn yields are staying very strong. Our bean yields haven't changed much. I think everybody over here is probably in the, when they average all their fields together, somewhere in the 50 to 60 bushel range. You know, we're hearing some better yields away from here. South of us, west of us, and that way, and maybe a few yields east of us a little bit lower where they had little or no rain during the time period. But all in all, better. I think the government's going to have to raise their numbers in the next report, Dave.
So both corn and beans, Wayne?
Both corn and beans, I think they will. I don't think the beans will be up a lot, but I do think they're going to beat the number that the government had the last time out there.
And will that crop continue to get bigger?
The corn crop, you mean?
Yes.
The corn crop, yes. Yes, Dave, the corn crop is just amazing out there. The new hybrids, the way it withstood the lack of moisture this year, everything about it is just it's just amazing to us, the yields that we're hearing out there. So it's going to be the question will be how much bigger, not whether it's bigger or not, I believe, when it comes down to it.
Will the final yield in January be around 160?
We feel it'll be close. Now, whether it'll get quite to 160 or not, that's going to depend on how we've got to see a few more yields out there. We're not far enough along to really, say. We were 20, uh, 2% done in the corn, and, you know, you'd like to get halfway before you get too wild with all those estimates.
So how should producers play the marketing strategy with this crop getting bigger?
Well, I think that, you know, along the way that we're out there selling some above-the-market calls today for the guys that feel their crops are doing well to sort of protect them for a little bit of a downfall that way. We feel that there's going to be a good possibility that Secretary Connor that stepped in for Secretary Johann, as he made the comment yesterday, in the next 3 weeks or so, he was going to be considering releasing some of the CRP acres. That might be a possibility. I think that weighs a little bit heavy over the market as far as there would be more acres to bid for in the bidding war for that. So I think we want to be a little bit careful about pricing some of our other stuff. As we look out even to pricing some of the next year's crop, we didn't haven't had that chance today, but over the 420 mark, if we haven't begun any 2008 sales, why we would consider 10% out there.
And what about soybean sales in the next year of cropping?
Well, I think, you know, there again, along the same lines, I think that we're looking in the 940 to 950 bracket basis in November 08. Don't see anything wrong with having some sales at that level to start our progress there either.
All right, let's focus in on some particulars, and let me ask you whether or not that the prices of wheat, are they high enough to attain price rationing?
I think they are, Dave. I think in this level and here, of course, we are going to keep a close eye on what happens down in Australia. The Victoria area said they turned around and dropped their estimate from the 4 million metric ton that Hebear put out last week down to a 2.26 million metric ton. And if that happens around, you know, again, and with another round, we would get close to that 10 million metric tons like they were last year, why we could see, oh, I don't know, another 20 cents or so in the wheat. But we sort of feel that we have got a lot of the nations that wanted to make sure that they had wheat bought have probably secured enough wheat to get them close to next year's crops and looking at things. And they're going to sit back now and take a look and see what the acreage that gets planted is, and then take a look at the growing season that comes on before they just go out paying the tremendous prices that are out there now, especially with the freight rates that are out there. This is putting wheat in some situations being well over $11 by the time it gets into their country.
Turkish government mandated that the state-owned grain board to import 800,000 metric tons of wheat by the end of May of next year. Is there enough wheat left to do this in old crop?
Well, I think you know, there's enough wheat. You can be rationed that way, what price they'd have to pay that way, Dave. But they mandated that they do that, but that doesn't mean that it all has to come out of what we consider old crop that's harvested now. As we know that different countries come out with wheat all through the year, so there'll be some new crop coming on that they'll be able to make part of those purchases out of what we consider old crop and part of what's considered new crop.
Will Australia export wheat if the number is below 15 million metric tons?
I believe they will, Dave. I think it won't be as much, but, I mean, I think they still will be in the export market. If it gets down closer to the 10 million metric ton, that we could run into some problems that they would not be an exporter.
What are you looking at, and if anything, in outside markets these days?
Well, of course, the crude oil is grabbing everybody's eye today, down $1.72. But the big thing, of course, is the dollar. The weakness of the dollar has just caused the inflation in the commodities, the inflation in the crude oil, and a lot of things along the way that just make it, you know, our grain cheaper to everybody else. And also our inputs higher to us as, you know, the fertilizer, everything like that. It's inflation in action. And, you know, it's a very big deal to watch and see what that dollar, hopefully we can stabilize it soon.
Is there anything on the front that would suggest that the dollar would stabilize?
Unfortunately not. Dave, I wish I could tell you something good or have some great idea, but we'd like to see something come about.
You mentioned fertilizer, and I'm beginning to wonder, Wayne, whether or not producers might be better off going ahead and waiting till the spring to book sales.
To book sales on grains or
on fertilizers, yeah.
On fertilizer, we hear that there's a scheduled increase of $30 a ton in potash coming up in the next 60 days and probably another scheduled increase of another $20 after the first of the year, Dave. So we're feeling this fertilizer crunch, and it's a worldwide demand for fertilizer, the demand now being out there from Brazil, from China, from India, and all those countries are just wanting more to help get their food prices down for their citizens or their country people just because of that. So right now, India is our biggest competitor for fertilizer.
We've been importing a lot of fertilizer, front-loading this, and I'm wondering whether or not if we do lose, you know, 6-8 million acres of corn, whether or not prices might be cheaper in the spring.
It's always a chance, but there is a great demand worldwide for a lot of the fertilizer, and a lot of it that was planned to come into the country isn't getting here because it's being bought off by China, India, and Brazil.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Current prices, December wheat in Kansas City, $8.66, up 1.25. March, $8.64, up 1. December wheat at the Board of Trade, $8.89.5, up 11.75. Now, $8.90, up 12.25. March, $8.93.5, up 10.25. December corn, $3.73.25, down 0.25. March, $3.88.75, down 0.25. May, $3.98, down 0.5. December of next year, $4.15.75, down 1. November beans, $9.75, down 3.75. January, $9.91, down 3.5. March, $9.98.5, down 4.25. November, $9.37, down 4.5. Ed Kuser's Tuesday forecast today calls for mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs of 72 to around 90. Tonight in northwestern Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers arriving during the evening hours and becoming partly cloudy after midnight. Elsewhere, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows 47 to 70. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10:01 Central Time.